Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, my next guest first practiced magic when he was 6 years of age, but discovered Darren Brown at the age of 13. And since then, he's been obsessed with the magic of the mind. He's from Bangor in County Down. He's 25 and he's one of the biggest TikTokers in the UK. Mentalist Joel M is on the line. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very, very well. Thank you. How are you?
I'm not too bad. How's Bangor?
Do you know, I mean, Belfast at the minute just moved a couple of years ago. So grew up in Bangor and now in the city. So
very good.
To do.
Lots
still getting
to do.
Used to it.
Yeah, okay. What drew you to magic in the first place? Did somebody give you a magic set? Was it a what was it?
Sort of. My papa was a big fan of magic, still is, and I never saw him perform. He didn't perform, but he was a big fan of Paul Daniels. Mm-hmm. So it was on the TV, that sort of thing. And I remember when we were on a family holiday to America, there was a magic shop. Those things do exist. And went in. I think it was less that I really liked the magic and more that it really frustrated me that I couldn't figure out how it was done. Even as a kid, I think I was quite the problem solver. So that really irked me. And I think from there, anytime I saw a trick and I couldn't figure it, that was the goal, figure it out. And from there, I just kept doing it my whole life.
Okay. And then you saw Darren Brown at the age of 13. And do you remember that time? What was it about Darren?
Oh, yeah. I remember, again, with my papa, went to see him in the Belfast waterfront. He did a show at the time. It was called Svengali. And I'd been doing magic, I suppose, at that point, 6-7 years. So thought I knew how stuff was done and left that show with the biggest migraine of all time. I couldn't figure out anything. And it really reframed everything because it went from card tricks to suddenly, you know, influencing human behavior and psychology and hypnosis. And I think he's the greatest of all time. So seeing that at a young age was really influential. But from there, I started picking up some books on that subject, studying along other mentalists, and it's just been my passion ever since. So as much as I absolutely adore magic, and I do, I think the mentalism side of things has just been, it's always been my favourite.
Let's talk about that for a second. I mean, how difficult is it to become a mentalist? Is it years of training? Is it a skill that you improve on? Can anyone do it?
I think anyone can do it, absolutely. You just have to want to do it. I suppose like any skill, if you want something bad enough, you can make it happen. I do think it helps if you have a natural verbal skill and if you're good with people. I think you'd probably struggle to do it if you didn't like, socializing with people mm-hmm. and getting to know them. So that's important. And I suppose having a natural sort of performing side of you is helpful. I grew up always being the drama music kid, so I was naturally inclined to it. But it's certainly not psychic or a skill that you're blessed with or born with, you know. It's something you do have to put the work into.
Okay. I'm glad we cleared that up.
What's your dark magic.
No dark magic. Oh, what's your favourite trick to do?
Oh, my favourite trick to do, I still get away with it, although some people are unsure and wary of me, is I tell people their bank PIN codes. That's still the one I think that hits people the most because it's so personal. Or unlocking people's phones. I got quite the reputation in school for doing that. But you have to be careful how you do it too. Some people aren't too happy.
Yeah, do people get a bit weird around you? I mean, how do people normally react?
Do you know what's funny? The worst part about being a mentalist or a magician is any time you do anything, people think you're up to something. So if I'm just out for dinner and I pick up a fork, people are like, oh, what's he going to do? He's doing something. And most of the time, I'm just a normal human being. But
I'm off now. Just want to eat me dinner. Leave me alone.
Perform, monkey, perform.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure you get that all the time, do you, when you're out and about and people are going, oh, do something. Especially after people have a few drinks. Do you have to whip out a trick there, on the spot?
You know, I do, but I will be honest. I think a lot of performers, they'll say, like, oh, you're not so annoying. Like, you know, I wouldn't ask you to do your job on the weekend, but it is different. And to be fair, the way I see it is, I spent so many years trying to get anyone to care that now that people want to see it voluntarily is a really, really sweet thing. So
yeah.
I'm always happy to perform. Always. I feel like it's my duty if I can do that for someone.
You've worked hard at it.
How many people need a magician? So.
You've worked hard at it. Have you ever done a trick that hasn't gone according to plan?
Oh, all the time. And a mentor early on told me, if you're not getting tricks wrong, you're not doing enough shows. I think that's probably true. You got to have stuff go wrong because that's how you learn. But I've had some real mess ups. I've lost engagement rings before. I've cut my hand open on stage. My fault. I've got predictions wrong. But it's all part of the fun. And at the time, although it hurts, you just kind of have to say in the back of your head, oh, well, this might be a good story one day. And that makes it a little bit easier.
Did you find that engagement ring?
I did. Like, well, it was in my pocket the entire time. This was when I was a kid. And yeah, the lady was actually very, very sweet. So actually, since then, I've never really borrowed an expensive object off somebody for a trick. I know another magician who smashed a Rolex Daytona once, and since then I've never done any watch steal stuff. No, apart from mobile phones, which I trust myself to handle, I'll just not borrow expensive objects. It's not worth the risk.
Come here. You're 25 years of age. You're one of the biggest TikTokers in the UK. What's the secret to that? Is it, are you constantly working at it, posting? How did you do it? How did that happen?
You know, honestly, it's probably not the advice that people want to hear, because I think people want like a special trick or secret tactic. And it's not that. I think really at the end of the day, I absolutely love magic and doing what I'm doing. And so I'll probably just outwork someone who doesn't love it as much. So that's why I possibly get the results a little bit better. So I do work hard, but I mean, it doesn't really feel like work when I'm doing it, because it's what I've wanted to do since I was a little kid. So I would say anyone who's wanting to start social media, firstly, ask yourself why you're doing it. Are you doing it for like attention or fame or money or whatever? Or are you doing it because you actually like the process? Because if you don't, you'll inevitably just either give up, or someone who does like it more will put more time in and probably outperform you. So I think you have to really do it for the right reasons. And that's like anything in life, I'd imagine. It's important to focus on what you like doing. You'll do better.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell us about your new podcast. I mean, where'd you get the time, first of all?
You know what? It's the most exciting project I've worked on in a long time, and I'm really, really thrilled about it. So it's called Influenced with me, Joel M. And without giving too much away, because I want people to listen, we'll have a celebrity guest on every single week. And we don't brief them too much on what's happening, but from the second they walk into the studio, I am influencing their behavior, predicting things about what they're going to do, telling them, you know, all sorts of dark secrets about themselves. And we find out a lot, as well as having a nice chat. And it's been really nice just to speak to people from different walks of life, because, of course, for me, I'm friends with a lot of magicians and maybe other entertainers, but we've had some really, really exciting guests on, and that's been really fun. So, yeah, it's coming out this Tuesday, I believe.
If oh,
I
wow. That's tomorrow.
Me, right?
Joel, now...
Oh, goodness, it is. It's Monday.
Yeah, it is Monday, yeah. And I'm not a mentalist, and I could tell you that. That's amazing, isn't it? Come here. Is it true that you'll be doing what most magicians really don't do? You will be revealing your secrets of the trick to listeners. Is that true?
Yeah. Yes,
whoa.
Partially. I think
crossing the line there.
I know, I'm going to be kicked out of the... I'm not even in the magic circle, so I can't get kicked out. That was my tactic. See, I think, you know what? Penn and Teller were a big influence, and I love what they did, which is they would show a trick and explain partially how it was done, but they leave the best bit secret sometimes and leave you wanting more. So it's a little bit like that, although we pushed it a bit further. The thing with mentalism is, unlike magic, the really, really interesting stuff is the secret, and it actually makes the trick more impressive when you realize how it's done and what's happened. So I like to give the people a peek behind the curtain and explain maybe some of the psychological nudges I'm giving people to make them do what I want. And
yeah,
it's really fun, because, you know, it's not often in magic TV shows and stuff that you get that. Does it mean that someone can go out and necessarily do it without the practice? No, but it might give them a better understanding as to how human behavior works and how easily influenced we all are.
We all are. Now, that's the question. Are we all easily influenced, or is there certain people that would be in front of you and go, oh, God, I can't read this person. This person's stonewalling me.
Well, I think we're all easily influenced, and I think the people that influence us the most are probably ourselves. We self-hypnotize ourselves all the time, and the people we hang around makes a big difference. But to answer your question in terms of how easily influenced maybe by a mentalist someone would be, I think there's people that are harder to crack, absolutely, and that's been fun on the show. There have been some people who have been... Not the summer, but, you know, easy.
To work for us, yeah, yeah.
And some people who have been a bit trickier, and that's fun, but that's part of the job. So you have to approach different people with different techniques. And some podcasts, we've had to film longer to try and get people to do what we wanted to do, and some were very quick. So as well as putting stuff into people's head, we're pulling stuff out as well. So, for example, on the show, each episode we play a game of three truths and a lie, where the guests will tell me two things true about themselves, one thing that is untrue, and I'll teach the people listening at home how they can decipher when the lie is. So we're giving people tools they can use as well. But at the end of the day, it's a lot of fun, because you find out all sorts of cool things about these people and get educated along the way a little bit.
I think I'm a practicing mentalist, and I didn't even know it, with my husband at home. I mean, I can influence him to do certain things without him even knowing I'm trying to influence him to do certain things. So this is really interesting.
That's a real practical skill, Pete.
Exactly.
Don't listen to the podcast or you'll be unstoppable.
It sounds really interesting. I mean, I'm just really intrigued about the amount of work that it takes to get to your level. And it's just phenomenal. And the podcast, like you said, it's out tomorrow. You can get it on all good podcast applications. Where can people follow you if they want to find out more?
Sure. I mean, if they want to find out more, they can get me on TikTok at Joel Magician or Instagram at It's Joel M. If you just
it's
type in
Joel
M on platform.
Oh, you'll pop up straight away.
I'll
yes,
be
you
there.
Will. Joel, enjoy Belfast. Thank you so much for coming on the show. And I wish you the very best in everything that you do.
Oh, thank you so much. It was lovely to speak to you.
And you
enjoy
too.
Yourself.
You.
All the best.
You too. Bye, Joel. Bye. There we go. That was mentalist Joel M. from Bangor in County Down, who is one of the biggest TikTokers in the UK. And his podcast, Influenced with Joel M. Sounds amazing, doesn't it? Launched this week and can be heard on all good podcast apps. Go and check it out. It's kicking off tomorrow and we'll be back right after this.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.